Will stepped into our room wearing a shit-faced grin, pausing a moment before taking a few steps inside and removing his sweater. "You're back late," I said, arching my brows in curiosity. It had been a few months since I greenlighted Will to attempt to seduce our babysitter, Kira. While he had yet to do so, our sex life had become more intense. The tangible possibility of my kinky fantasy coming true fueled our fucking to new heights. Will had taken to driving Kira home after our evenings out, and waiting for him to return was agonizing bliss. What were they doing? My imagination ran rampant, filling me with delicious dread, jealousy, and intense arousal. The mere potential of something happening drove me wild. He continued smiling silently as he undressed before slipping into bed, leaving me a trembling mess, anxious to find out why he was late. "I had a little car trouble," he said finally, and wrapped his arms around me.
"Oh, really? What kind of car trouble did you run into?" I teased back.
"Overflowing fluids." Will slid his index finger below my nose. The unmistakable scent of pussy filled my nostrils. Will had really just fingered Kira's little teen cunt. A plume of dark emotion shot through my chest, but my clit swelled and throbbed at the mere thought of it.
Overheated engine, I take it? I asked as calmly as possible.
The final line of decency had been irrevocably crossed, and I could hardly contain myself.
Boiling over.
"Did you fuck her?" I was barely able to get the words out. I wasn't sure if I wanted to hear the answer, but I needed to hear it anyway. "Only with my fingers."
"Tell me about it,"
I said, and steeled myself for the hurt that I desperately craved.
"I will. But I have something to show you first."
He reached over the side of the bed and pulled up a tiny ball of pink cotton. Her fucking panties. He unfurled them slowly, sniffed them, and a wicked smile crossed his face. My heart dropped while my cunt clenched tightly.
"You want to smell her little pussy while I fuck you? Sniff her ass while I shove my fat cock up your cunt?" Will taunted.
I could only whimper and nod in response. It was simply too much to process. He placed the damp panties over my face, and the spicy bouquet of cunt and ass filled my nostrils. Each deep breath drew musky air into my lungs and electrified every nerve in my body. In an instant, my cunt began drooling, begging to be filled, begging to be fucked.
"Can you smell her pussy?"
Will slid his hand to my clit over the lace of my panties. "Can you smell how wet her little cunt was?" He breathed into my ear, moving his fingers down to the slit of my pussy.
"Yeah, you can smell it. God, it's making your cunt so fucking wet."
I whimpered, spread my legs wider, and his hand wedged into my soaked panties. My fingers are all dirty with Kira's sweet, sticky cunt juice. "I'm gonna slide them into your pussy now. Would you like that?"
"Mm-hmm."
I whimpered and pushed my hips up to meet his hand. Two fingers slid inside my dripping cunt and fucked into me slowly. Knowing that they had been inside Kira's cunt only minutes before pushed all the air out of my lungs. My cunt contracted around his fingers, trying to suck them in deeper. It felt so fucking dirty, so fucking shameful, so fucking good. "You like my dirty fingers. Imagine if my cock was covered in her pussy juice." His thumb strummed my clit while he continued to finger fuck me, slow and deliberate. "Would you lick and suck all that cunt juice off my cock? Would you rather have my dirty cock shoved deep inside your cunt? Does my dirty girl want to be fucked by a dirty dick?"
My body had ceded control of itself entirely to my cunt, and I mindlessly bucked against Will's hand. Fuck me. Now. Please. I finally managed to say. I couldn't wait a moment longer. I needed to fuck. I needed to be fucked. I needed to have his cock filling and stretching my cunt, to have all his weight pressing our bodies together, reassuring me of his love and lust. Will slipped my panties off and positioned himself between my thighs. Ah! Oh, I gasped in pleasure when he buried his cock inside me to the hilt using one quick thrust. Oh, he started to fuck me slowly, torturing me with his deliberate movements. Will knew that the angrier and the more jealous I became, the more insatiable my lust. He whispered about how tight her pussy was around his fingers, taunting me about how good she felt even while he stuffed my cunt with his cock. Kira's scent filled my nostrils as Will filled my head with painfully erotic images of him kissing her in the front seat of our car, their hands roaming over each other's bodies. Kira stroking Will's cock through his pants as her wet cunt sucked on his fingers. Oh, something inside me snapped and my imagination went wild. I saw Will and Kira, naked, sweating, fucking. Will's hard, heavy cock sliding into and stretching out Kira's tight pink cunt. Her perked tits pressed flat, hard nipples pressing against his chest. Their mouths mashed together, tongues writhing together like serpents. Thrusting, grunting, squealing. Will's ass tensing as he buried his cock as deep inside Kira as he could. Hot cum flooding Kira's womb and seeping from her well-fucked cunt. Oh, I wanted to suck all that fucking cum from her cunt, spit it in her mouth, and kiss her hard. Oh, I wanted to be there too, oh yes. Mouths, tongues, cocks, and cunts tumbled together in my mind. Sweat, saliva, and cum dripped from naked bodies like honey. Swirling wet tongues danced with aching clits. Lips met labia, nipples, thigh, and testicles. Cock and cunt, cock and mouth. Cunt on mouth, cunt on cunt. I wanted everything. The swirling imagery made my cunt drool and churn with primal hunger. Harder. Fuck me harder. I gasped as he whispered about how tightly her cunt squeezed his fingers and how she whimpered when she finally came. But he kept fucking me in a slow, steady pace, making my cunt twitch and ache with desire. Please, fuck me harder. Pound my fucking cunt. I pleaded desperately, clawing at his back and wrapping my legs around his waist, trying to force him to fuck me the way I wanted to be fucked. Come on, baby. Use my wet little cunt. Fuck me the way you want to fuck that little bitch. I panted, breathlessly begging. Fuck my cunt like it's Kira's tiny teen pussy. Come on. Destroy that barely legal cunt with your big fat cock. Do you think you deserve to be fucked like that? Will taunted. I haven't felt anything like that in so long. Her little cunt was so fucking tight. Fuck. Yeah, you want to fuck that little bitch? Fill her little cunt with your cum, I rasped. Then fuck me. Hard. Will gave me 5 hard, deep strokes. Oh, pushing to the very back of my cunt. Oh, I moaned in pleasure, thinking I was finally going to be fucked properly. Oh, I groaned in frustration when he returned to fucking me slowly. Like that? Will teased. Fucker, you teasing fucking fucker. He was driving me insane. Horny, angry, frustrated, jealous. Oh, it was such a confusing cocktail of emotions, but nothing else made me want to fuck with such ferocity. In retaliation, I squeezed my cunt around his cock with all my might. Was her cunt as tight as this? I hissed. Fuck, Will groaned. Do you think she could do this with her little cunt? I said, rhythmically and forcefully squeezing Will's cock with my own boiling, overheated cunt. Will moaned as I grabbed his ass cheeks, dug my nails into the soft flesh, and pulled him into me as deep as I could. Please, just fucking fuck me. I breathed, squeezing and grinding my pussy with desperation. Fuck my cunt like you own it. You want me to show you how I'd fuck her? Will growled, menacingly. Yes. Fuck, yes. Show me how you'd fuck that little 18-year-old cunt. Without warning, Will reached for Kira's panties, balled them up and stuffed them into my gasping mouth. My eyes widened and my screams of shock and pleasure soaked into the damp pink cotton. Will finally gave me what I wanted, fucking me hard, deep and relentlessly. Oh, it was a quick fuck, but a good fuck. We both came within minutes. The intensity of it left me dazed and breathing heavily through my nose. Will gently took the panties from my mouth and I gasped for air as he cuddled next to me. You okay? Will asked, genuinely concerned. I'm good. I laughed as I tried to moisten my dried up mouth. I was more than good. You're not angry? I am, sort of, but that's part of what makes it good. I snuggled next to Will and burrowed into the crook of his neck. I'm fine, really. I love you. Will kissed me on the cheek and enveloped me in his strong arms. I love you, too. I snuggled into his embrace, the faint scent of Kira's cunt lingering in my nose and mouth.